Welcome to the Conversationalist Corner. I'm your host, Jacob White, and this is my co-host, Paul Larson. On this podcast, we take people out of the boxes that they're often put in by those that they meet, and then we let them take us back through their lives so that we can discover who they really are. We hope you not only learn about the interesting people that we interview here on the show, but that you also learn how to discover how interesting everyone is around. Today, our guest is Maddie Oweiler. Maddie is 20 years old and from Lehigh, Utah. Maddie is currently studying advertising at Brigham Young University. When Maddie's not studying, she enjoys running, hiking, and reading. On top of that, she is currently working as a caterer. But without further ado, why don't we welcome Maddie onto the show?
Thank you. Thank you.
Maddie, we are super happy to have you on here. Maddie is one of our closest friends. And actually, Maddie, we want to hear, why are you here? How did you end up hanging out with us?
Well, I met them on the first week that I just moved here at church, actually. And my dear friend Jacob and Tyler looked at me like I was insane.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part.
Yeah. You don't need to know why they looked at me like I was insane. That's but
right. We just had a mutual connection.
And so then we had to drop our peanut butter off at their house, unfortunately, because one of our roommates is very deadly allergic to peanut butter. So as kind of a little funny joke, we dropped it off at their house, and they've been following us ever since.
I think that might be a little bit of a stretch. I think that
the
we...
following us ever since is a little bit crazy, but
that's how I view it.
That's how we became friends.
I did run up and scream at
true. And one time Jacob did hide in a big shipping crate in front of our house.
Shipping crate? It was
what was that? It was a shipping crate.
I don't know.
A box.
It was a box.
The pizza delivery box.
It was a big pizza delivery box.
It was an Amazon delivery box.
Something like that. Well, okay, so Maddie. We've known you for a little while, haven't you? Haven't we?
I guess.
How long has it been?
Like almost two months.
Yeah. Not even. Isn't this kind of wild, isn't
that
it?
That is really weird.
Maddie, we have you on here so that we can really get to know you, because I don't think we've.
Okay.
We need to like get to know who you really are.
Okay.
So.
Perfect.
Okay. Is that okay? Are we okay with that?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh. Oops.
Come on.
Jacob, I think we need to take a bra off the podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, so Maddie, okay. So you're super funny, you're super exciting, all of this stuff, right? But we want to know, like, what were you like as like a child? Like,
so
obviously,
bad.
You know, we understand that you're still like maturing and
what are you saying?
But we want to know, like, whenever you were like young, like baby Maddie, yeah. What was she like?
Yeah. Like really like baby or like a toddler?
Oh, I don't know. What do you remember?
Like, I was like a fat baby, like with like a head like, of red
can I, like,
hair.
Insert a picture of you guys with like a.
No, I will show you guys a scary picture. No, I was a huge baby with like a bright head of red hair, and I think that really followed me in my childhood.
Really,
I was
red hair.
A monster. I was a demon as a child, for sure. Yeah, I was not a good kid.
But like, okay, like elaborate. This is a podcast.
Well, do you want the funny version or do you want the actual version?
Just mix them together.
Mix them together. We want it. I thought they would be one and the same, but I guess
I kind of just was like kind of a villain, I guess you could say. So I guess I'll just like dump it right now. So my parents were divorced when I was 3. So I kind of became a villain after that, low key. Because my dad got remarried like a year later.
Okay.
So right. I was like, get out of town. So we were, well, for a while we were living in California with my dad and my brother and I, and we lived in the tiniest little apartment, and it was great. And then he married my stepmom, and she had 2 kids, and we just fought a lot. We liked to wrestle, but like actually fight.
What were the ages of your step-siblings?
My sister is 5 years older than me, so my oldest sister, she's 5 years older than me, and then my older brother is 2 or 3 years older than me. Yeah.
Right. So like they were older than you, but you were like still wailing on them and everything? Like,
well, they definitely were getting me. My older brother, his name's Ty. Can I name drop in this thing?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to block him. Maybe I'll have to block him from listening to this. Yeah, him and I used to fight like crazy, but he's like my dog now, so it was good. But yeah, I was just crazy. I was not okay, I think, as a kid. Something happened there, but yeah. That was me as a child.
As a child. And so how long did you live in California for?
I lived there until I was like 5, I think. Mm-hmm. I went to kindergarten in St. George, and then I moved up here. I was with my grandma in kindergarten. And then, yeah, I've lived here ever since. Yeah, dang. I think.
So you, most of your memories are here in Lehigh.
Yeah, except for Disneyland. The lore, my own personal lore, is I tell myself I took my first steps in Disneyland. I know Jacob's a Disneyland hater.
I wouldn't say hater.
He's a hater of Disneyland, and I'm not. I love Disneyland. So I used to go like every week as a kid.
Okay.
Wow. Every week.
We had like one of those little passes or whatever, you know.
A season pass.
So I do have good memories. Like I remember my house in California. It was beautiful. There was like a bucket of pennies. This is so random. But yeah.
What was significant about the bucket of pennies?
I don't know.
Literally just a bucket of pennies.
It was a huge bucket of pennies. Like, okay, I know you guys can't see this because I'm signaling right now, but it was like this big bucket of pennies.
Wow.
Just imagine this big. Approximately that big, then you're good. You're
like
golden.
The size of like a good shoebox.
Okay.
Wow.
I think. Yeah.
Probably solid like $20.
Mm-hmm. Real. I always wanted to snatch them up.
So you were in your villain era as a child.
Yeah, totally.
You were a little demon. And how long did that like continue for?
I think until I was like maybe like 10 or 12.
So quite a long time.
Yeah.
It's a big arc.
I was a big villain. My villain arc
humongous.
Was very long. Yeah. At least I think. I don't really remember, honestly, too much of like elementary school age. I don't really know what happened there.
You blacked it out.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Huh. It's good times, though.
So what do you think? So how did you change as like a 10, 11, 12-year-old?
I actually kind of became kind of introverted. So really? I really liked reading. So I was one of those kids who had like a stack of books on my... Sorry, I just got distracted out the window. I had like a stack of books on my desk. And I was always reading. I think in seventh grade, I read Twilight in one day. Yeah, I loved reading.
Wow. In one day. I've never even read it.
It's a long book. It's definitely a couple hundred pages. I just always was in my own little world, I think. And so that kind of made me not do anything crazy because I was just like, you know.
So you went from this like villain Maddie from like 5 to...
Mad Maddie.
Yeah, something
Mad
like Maddie, that. Like something
5
like
to 11-ish years old. Yeah. And then it kind of just, you just switched.
Not like entirely switched. I still had like an attitude and stuff like that. I was very much the attitude child. Sorry, mom. I was a little brat. But I did kind of become like kind of just an introvert and I kind of just did my own thing for a while.
And do you think that was just like part of your growing up or was there anything that, you know, like nothing that you feel like changed that? Like entering middle school or?
No. Middle school sucked though, everyone. Middle school was the worst.
And yeah, I think that it is the worst.
It's like it's general consensus.
Yeah. General consensus. That everyone say aye sucks. If you agree.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Boom. Get destroyed.
The three of us.
Get destroyed middle school.
My poor little brother.
It gets better, promise.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully your little brother's listening to this. That'd be fun.
I'll send it to him. He'll listen.
Oh, okay.
He would like this.
So you started reading. What were, like, was
oh,
that
and
just,
writing.
And
I
writing.
Wrote
really?
A lot. I do still like writing.
Wait, tell us about that.
Well, is this kind of cringe? Like, you give me a story prompt and I would write, like, a little story about it. I wrote, like, a couple, like, not like books, but, like, longer short stories, I guess. Like, multi-page story, like, chapters. Like, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I just wrote. I wrote a lot. I had the cutest little writing journals. Yeah.
That's cool.
I wish
I still had some of those. They're pretty interesting, actually.
I'm sure.
Maybe we should just have you read some of those if you
have them. ASMR is me just silently, once upon a time, there was a prince and he lived in the castle. That's pretty much all my stories.
Bedtime stories of Maddie.
Yeah, that's kind of sick.
That's our competition at this point. It's Maddie taking over our podcast. And
yeah, I'm actually trying to. I'm trying to buy this podcast out so everyone support me, crowdfund me.
That or she could start working for us. That would be everyone. Write in the comments.
All the fans.
All the fans. Do you want Maddie working for us?
I think Maddie's
your
only fan.
Say dang it. You're right.
Maddie comments, please.
Please, whoever this girl is, she's so hot and awesome.
And likes it too.
I'm gonna crop that video and post it on the Instagram. All right,
so Mad Maddie to Reading Maddie. How do you feel like, so introverted, right? You were introverted, you were reading, you were writing. Is that what made you happy, or is that just what you felt comfortable doing?
I don't know. It's kind of like, I feel like that's like synonymous with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was comfortable and I was happy. Like, it was almost like an escape that like made me happy. Do you know what I'm saying? Cause like, as I was growing, it was just kind of, cause my mom wasn't around. It wasn't like, we didn't have like shared custody. Like, my mom was just like gone.
Right.
And so I feel like that was kind of my way of coping, is like going to a different like place, I guess you could say. Yeah. So I think I was comfortable and I also was happy. Like, I don't think I was ever like depressed.
Was so writing was your way of like having fun, but then also was it like,
and like I had like,
did you like write about like your feelings or stuff?
No, never. It was always just like stories. Like, I love fantasy.
So it was just kind of a like creative outlet. Somewhere to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You created a new reality in which you just put yourself in.
Yeah.
Just to kind of escape what's here on earth.
Yeah.
Cool.
I loved it. Like, if I thought of something fun, just like write it down. Why not? It was a good time.
Yeah.
Good times, great vibes.
That is really cool.
So do you feel like great vibes. Do you feel like that kind of part of your life where you started reading and writing, do you feel like that's where you kind of started to grow up a little bit? Was that a pivotal point?
No, I don't think that was a pivotal point in my life.
Just reading and writing.
I think I was definitely growing at that time, but like, I don't think that like shaped who I am as a person.
So when do you think that you started to shape your own life?
I actually think it was like COVID.
COVID? Yeah. Right. Okay, so back in what, like 2020?
Yeah, 2020. I think is when I like became who I am like right now.
So Maddie's what, like 16 years old, 15?
16.
That's crazy.
I was 15 when we went into COVID.
What?
I think. I don't really remember.
Actually, I don't think I wasn't that much older. So. But I was older than 15, that's for sure.
What?
Get out!
That's a new... Oh, freak, guys. You just went silent because I was trying to give you guys a sound effect.
Get out! Okay. There we go.
That was a one.
There, we got it out of the way. But so how did... Well, first of all, question... No, actually, so COVID, how did that shape you? How did you start? What did you do during COVID?
That was the worst time of my life.
Worst time of your life?
Oh, yeah. Okay, wow.
But weren't you already like, introverted?
I was much more introverted than I am now, but I did have a very solid group of friends who I loved very much. And, like, my best friend, I think, we were doing super good, and life was really good, and I felt like if COVID didn't happen, I still would have probably been kind of similar to who I am today, but... I don't know. My dad was like, he's like immune compromised. So I was not allowed to go outside for like a year. Like, I was not allowed to hang out with my friends far, far, far after they were allowed to hang out with each other. And so like, I kind of just like, it like got to the point where it was like, oh, we can't keep inviting Maddie to things because she can't come to me. So I felt like I like lost a lot of my friends. And like, it was like, oh, this cute boy just asked me to do a dance and I can't go. And oh, my friend wants to do this with me and I can't go. And so it like really took a toll. And I was like, this freaking sucks. And... yeah, so I just kind of had to turn myself around, and like, I figured that was the only time I could like change who I was. And so like, when I got out of COVID, I was like, okay, I'm gonna like get friends, I'm gonna meet people, and I'm gonna like, you know, become this person, I guess. And I feel like I just matured a lot.
Did you do anything during COVID though, while you were like kind of
ab workouts?
Ab workouts.
Besides that.
Yeah, like, we are going to get shredded. If we don't get anything else out of this pandemic, we're going to be built.
I'm trying to think. I did get a dog, which I know it sounds kind of silly, but I think that really influenced me. Like, I think that helped me a lot.
Okay, so how? Like, what do you think
I did? I don't know. Just, like, psychologically, just, like, having a friend was, like, so nice. And, like, I think I was... I don't want to like self-diagnose, like PSA to everyone out there listening, but I think I was like a little bit depressed.
Yeah.
So like, to have that like get me going, get me happy, and then like by the time I got out of quarantine, I guess it's called, whatever, I was just like, so I feel like I was like happy and ready to go and ready to like, I guess I was like motivated. Think I was motivated. Like, I had a plan for my life. Okay. Like, after COVID, like, I knew what I wanted to do with my life.
So do you feel like during COVID you kind of took responsibility for...
Yeah.
The things you did for every part of your life, where you didn't have to rely on your parents as much.
Yeah. And I felt like I figured out my priorities, like my priorities in life. Like, I want to be independent. I want to be able to, like I want to go to college. I want to move out when I turn 18. Like, all these things that kind of, like, I wasn't really thinking about, but I had so much time to think about, you know? Yeah.
Hmm. So, okay, so walk us through that. What did you do once you got out of quarantine?
What did I do when I got out of quarantine? Oh, my gosh. I think it was the end of junior year, beginning of junior year. Does anybody know the timeline on that?
Well, I think it was different here in different states.
If you were like an entire year, it probably would have been like the end of sophomore year for you.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. No, I went into
end of junior year.
Okay, yeah. So I went back in the end of junior year.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
And then I really took off. I don't know what happened, but I gained the greatest friends. Like, I met some of my bestest friends.
That, like, weren't a part of your friend group before?
Not really, no.
Okay.
And, like, I just really, like, launched myself in there. And I just, I don't know. I don't really know what happened, but I just... Guys, I had to give you some context. Paul's taking off this weird thing off his microphone.
Yeah, I decided
laughing.
I didn't like the sound of my... I've got, like, a little blue cover. Little beanie. It's probably because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Guys, it was snowing today.
If you're a fan of Christmas, leave a Santa emoji in the comments below.
Also, Maddie did not believe me whenever I told her it was snowing. So.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just say I knew it was going to snow this week? I knew it, but I didn't believe it.
And she didn't tell anybody. So
I just had to tell you guys. I knew it.
Thanks. After the fight. Oh, yeah. I called that.
I know it looks like I'm faking, but I really did guess it. I really did. Anyways, what was I saying?
You were so, yeah, okay, lots of
how
friends.
You kind of like launched yourself.
Oh, yeah, I just like went full into, I was like, I have to make up for the time that I lost because, like, it's high school. Like, this is the prime. I mean,
I've got my six pack.
Yeah, exactly. My ab workouts worked. No, just kidding. But, like, I just felt like I had lost so much time. So I was like, I had to make it up. So I like did everything that I could to like make it up. And then, like, I think that just like propelled me into like being a better version of myself. Like, just like more empathy. I mean, I feel like naturally the more people you meet, the more empathy you gain, the more stories you hear. And so I think I just like grew and I changed and now I'm here today.
Yeah. Well, I think we skipped a lot of things. When did you graduate from high school?
2022.
Okay, so that was
Over 2 years ago.
And so what happened during those 2 years that you feel like...
Nothing, I sat at home.
Well, let's go back just a little bit.
Okay, maybe let's...
You talked about kind of empathy, right? Mm. And how like meeting new people and encountering with them. And you felt like in high school you missed out and so you needed to make up for in the last year-ish of your
And it was a great year, by the way, everyone. I love all my friends, if you're listening.
What experiences did you have to kind of grow your empathy, grow your love for people? Like, what was that? Is there any specific kind of experiences that you can recall?
Yeah.
That really helped you grow your empathy and love for people.
Oh, man. What a great question. So many things. So many things. My senior year was amazing. I'm trying to think of a specific experience.
That was when Maddie peaked.
Peaked in high school. No. Nobody peaked in high school. I'm trying to think of a specific. I mean, there was some just like crazy things that happened with some of my friends in my senior year. Jacob probably know what I'm alluding to, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay.
But just like, I think I like something happened with one of my friends where we were just kind of like in a really tough situation. And I realized how much like love that I was capable of because I like, I don't know. I just, how do you even word this? I just, it's a mushroom. Everyone, I speak Chinese. It's so much easier to speak in Chinese, but...
Got it.
I think that like this empathy helped me prioritize friendships. And so honestly, I can't name like specific experiences, but I just know every time that I caught myself in like a bad position or like a, you know, something that I probably shouldn't have been doing, I just like kept thinking back about how much like I loved these people and how like, you know, life sucked during COVID and I couldn't talk to these people. So like now, like I just have to love and be kind. And I just, I don't know. I just feel like love became like the staple of my life. Just be kind to everyone, if that makes sense.
The staple of your life.
The staple of my life is love.
I like it. That's it. Put that on a t-shirt, right? Well, no. I think that's interesting, Maddie, because like just hearing your story, that's maybe not what you would like expect.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Right?
Yeah. I think like divorce like really altered like my headspace and the way I view relationships specifically. And so, like, even just like friendship relationships, I took very seriously, because it was like my relationship with my own mother wasn't like, I mean, it's not good. It's actually non-existent. But like, I just feel like that like altered my brain chemistry. So like, I wanted to hold on to every friendship, and I like loved people so deeply because, you know, that's what I like felt like I was missing out on. So I had to like, give it as much as I could, if that makes sense.
You were experiencing like the absence of, and so you swung the pendulum to the exact opposite of the side and said, "I can't let anything go."
Yeah,
and I have to.
I think so. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it is pretty interesting.
Well, especially because like, it that took you a while to get to.
For sure.
Because you went from. Sorry, water break. because you were a little twerp growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you feel like you see now that you've talked about like the loving and the importance that love is for you? Do you feel like there were seeds of that before COVID?
Yes, for sure. I think something like my stepmom, she does not get enough credit. Like, she took my brother and I in like when we were just like little kids, because they met I think a year after my parents were divorced. So I've had my step siblings and my stepmom since I was like five, or yeah, like five-ish when we moved to Utah is when they got married. But like, she is just like the epitome of love. Like, somebody who sacrifices so much for two kids who like aren't even hers. But like, I call her mom, like that's my mom. Yeah. And like, I feel like that is like love in a shell. It's just like sacrifice. So I really liked, I don't know, that was definitely seeds of love. Every day that she kept us around, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. She could have booted us to somebody else's house, but she kept us around. And that is, yeah. So I really value that.
Yeah. Well, because I was just thinking, you know, you were obnoxious and then you were kind of quiet.
Poor girl, my poor mother.
And a book girly.
A book girly.
And then a quarantine girly.
Yeah.
And then a loving girly.
Yeah, still working on the loving part, but.
Well, what? So
trying.
I mean, it seems like it's a pretty big part of your life. And like, would you say that it's kind of who you see yourself as? Would you consider yourself a loving person?
I think so. I consider myself caring, if nothing else. Like, I
think I invest. Is there a difference between loving and caring?
Sometimes. I just think I invest a lot. Like, I put a lot of apples in a lot, in like, but they're like a lot of baskets. So are they really in one basket? I'm asking myself a paradoxical question right now, but
also
like,
I think it's eggs.
Eggs in a basket. Apples or eggs. Potato, patata. I don't know. I do think that I'm a caring person. But also, though, I still have that attitude from when I was a kid. I give people attitudes all the time. Literally.
I can attest.
Let me tell y'all a story. Yesterday, I was trying to walk to my house, and there's painters in front of it. And they painted on our chair, and we were so mad. And so he was like, "Don't step on the paint." And then I gave him an attitude and walked in my house. I said, "This is my home." And I walked in. Yeah, I still have an attitude.
For context, everyone, what does it say on your door?
It says spicy girls only.
Instead of like
in Chinese.
And instead of saying open sesame, you just have to give sass on the door.
I just dinosaur roared into this mic. Sorry. Spicy girls only.
Get out.
You have to have an attitude if you'd like to enter my home. It's pretty much a necessity. But anyways, I still think I can be caring and have an attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that those are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Dang. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would say that Maddie's a pretty loving person, more or less.
Yeah.
As long as she's no.
I also punch them on the daily. Don't even believe where they
she
said.
She is wearing Doc Martens today, and those things
are stompers.
Totally. So, do you feel like there are any other characteristics that are a large part of who you are that we maybe haven't touched on yet?
Do you want to know a bad one?
Yeah, sure.
I think I'm a raging people pleaser. I think I am very much a people pleaser.
Do you think that's related to your loving and caring attitude?
Something like that. Like, I love everyone, so I want everyone to love me, I guess you could say. Something like that.
How does that most manifest in like who you are, like in your day-to-day life?
She's here on the podcast.
I love this podcast, guys. I really... No, I don't know. I just feel like it definitely like rules a lot of aspects of my life. Like, if someone doesn't like me, it like cripples me. I'm like, what did I do wrong? I also overthink, so I like overthink a lot of interactions. And so I do think that like a big motivating factor of like my actions are like, I want these people. But I don't think it's like in a bad way. Like, I'm not people pleasing in like a Did y'all see that? Sorry, I also get distracted easily. Another key characteristic.
We have a viewing window in this podcast room, so sometimes we get friends that just watch.
They were getting a giggle. No, yeah, but yeah, I'm just a people pleaser. So that's my answer.
Do you think being a people pleaser is generally negative or positive in your life?
I think it's positive for other people, but not necessarily negative. It's like not necessarily negative for me either, but it's definitely not as positive as it probably is for other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure people love it when I'm kind to them, but it's just like, I don't know.
It also kind of messes with your psyche.
Yeah, I think so.
What's your dog's name again? Sorry.
Roxy. My dog's Roxy. Name is Roxy. Everyone give a shout out to Roxy.
Well, I was just thinking about
she's so cute, everyone.
Well, I was just thinking about dogs, right? Dogs are the ultimate people pleasers, right?
Love them. But also though, they're not. That's just their nature. Do you know what I'm saying? They're not trying to please nobody. That's just that's how they are. I love that.
So Maddie's a dog.
No,
Maddie's a dog.
No, I wish.
She stays in the dog house.
Okay. No. Yeah. I love dogs. Everyone should take a leaf from the dog's book and be kind.
Actually, that is a good question. So we recommended How to Win Friends and Influence People to Maddie.
Oh, yes. I didn't finish it. Sorry, everyone. It's in my car right now. It's sitting in the back seat and I keep forgetting about it.
She likes to read whenever she drives.
Yes, I do. Hit me on the freeway, for real.
Well, because that's one of the things that How to Win Friends and Influence talks about, if I remember right. Dogs are always happy to see you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always.
And
so cute.
So I don't know. That's why I got into that's why I was asking about your dog again, because I was reminded of the fact that what you were describing of making people happy and being loving and caring almost unconditionally is very similar, I think, to why we keep dogs around, right? Mm-hmm. Because we love them so much and they love us.
Yeah.
Even if we don't give them what they maybe deserve.
Mm-hmm. Loving unconditionally is the greatest phrase of all time. Everyone love unconditionally.
Yeah, just because. Just to build off of that, do you think that because you love so unconditionally, do you think you actually judge less?
That's hard.
Do you think that's a direct correlation or no?
I can't say I don't judge. That's awful. I definitely have some things to work on. I need to not judge more. But I do think that when it comes to serious things, I find it a lot harder to really deeply judge people, just because I don't know. I see a lot of reasoning behind a lot of choices, I feel like. I feel like that's part of my overthinking tendencies. I overthink other people's choices as well. And then it's I can't really judge them because I understand them, I guess. If that answers your question?
Yeah.
Professor?
Dr. Jacob.
Dr. Jacob.
Doctor.
Dr. White.
Princess.
No. No. No.
We were having too much fun before the podcast started recording because we really like the sound of our own voice. And the sound effects. So that was a little bit of a throwback to our pre-recording.
We don't say that session. On the daily, I promise everyone. We're normal.
Yeah, sure. Put it that way.
Can y'all hear me slurping? Sorry.
Let me do it again. I think so.
My apologies.
All right. So, Maddie, we've talked a lot about your story, and I just want to maybe some things that I've just noticed, and I think we've talked about it and mentioned everything, but it's you really kind of have this emotional rags to riches story.
Zero to hero.
Yeah. That's, I like that one better. Zero to hero. And so that's what I want to maybe ask you as maybe our kind of final question here is describe yourself as what makes you a superhero? Who are you now that we've kind of gone through and discovered a little bit of your story?
I don't think I'm any kind of superhero. I don't think my story is anything specific or necessarily special, but I think that I would describe myself as someone who is optimistic about life, and I think that's a choice. I think that who I am today is a choice. I think I could have chosen to be a lot different. Mm-hmm. The choice to come to BYU, the choice to stay in the church, the choice to have the friends I have. I think that is also just a result of my positive outlook and my hopes and dreams for life, I guess you could say. Yeah, I love life. that's kind of what I try to do. I just try to romanticize every aspect of my life. Sometimes it comes back to bite me in the butt, but
that's awesome. Well, and then one more question that I just want to ask you is, what do you think is a question that someone could ask you to get to know, like, the side of you and to, like, really meet you and not just be like, oh, like, who are you? Like, oh, what are you studying?
What's your favorite color?
What's your favorite color?
How many people are in your family?
How many? Yeah. That wasn't a sound effect, guys. That was actually
me gagging. Like, a question they can ask me specifically or ask, like,
anyone? I'm just interested. What is a question that you think would get you to open up?
A question that would get me to open up would be, that's kind of a hard question. I want to say, what do you care most about? But I think I would answer something else. I don't think I would really get like emotional. I heard that. I think if someone asked me, what led you to where you are today? I think that I would open up. I think I would tell them a little bit of my perspective on life. Yeah.
Just a kind of open-ended, tell me your story. Like, what makes you you?
I love that question. I love when people, because you know how there's like a BYU essay? It's like, tell me your story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Everyone start thinking about your story and ask somebody their story. It's a good question.
Dang, guys. Maybe we should.
Invitation.
Hire Maddie. It seems like she knows. Well. she's on to us.
Trying to get that engagement, guys. No, just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just want to say thank you so much for being on here today, Maddie. We really were excited to have you on here for a while.
I know, me too. I was so excited about this.
She is our biggest number one fan.
Yes.
But yeah, everyone, we hope that you got to see a little bit of Maddie today and that you're able to see her story. We love Maddie a lot, and we are excited that we get the chance to share her with you. And we hope that you can also take a little bit of what Maddie was talking about today and just ask someone maybe this week what their story is, whether that's someone that you haven't met before or have just barely met, or it could be someone in your own family. I know I got the chance to talk to my grandpa and ask him a similar question. That was pretty special. So we hope that y'all get the chance to do that. And we want to thank you for tuning in and enjoying this episode with us.
Woo-hoo. Go team, go Wildcats. If you want pictures of my dog, just DM me.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye-bye.